At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The CMA Awards are tomorrow night, although Morgan Wallen already has a CMA Award this year. And I think it's safe to say Morgan Wallen is now a worldwide phenomenon.
He won the 2025 CMA International Award for Artist Achievement.
The International CMA is given to an American-based artist who has, quote, demonstrated significant creative growth, development, and promotion of country music internationally. Well, duh.
Yeah.
What else would it be? Why do we need an explanation?
Yeah, I guess. Well,
if you need more of an explanation... Morgan's had huge success already overseas and previously broke a record at London's Hyde Park for the largest country concert ever in the UK. That was on, ironically, the 4th of July, 2024. It drew over 50,000 fans to one gig.
Insane. CMA Awards tomorrow night will be hosted by Lainey Wilson, only the third woman in history to host the CMA Awards.
Tammy, who were the other two? Go.
Reba and Miss Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she's so good. So good.
She said Lainey had was asked if she asked for help at all from her former female hosts of the CMAs. And Reba said, let me get you a list. And Lainey's like, no. I just asked for one piece of advice. I don't want a list. That scares me.
I think that means that Reba is looking out for Lainey. Like, wants her to succeed. 833-287-1037. Time to call Tam right now. Say hi to her, and then get her out of the studio for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe you'll win $100, but you're definitely going to go see Parker McCollum when he hits up Viejas Arena. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and enjoy Love Somebody from the newest CMA International Award winner, Morgan Wallen. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm here with Emery. Emery, are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What? Were those ladies just, did they just survive a shipwreck? No.
Oh, my God.
A horrible accident? They're fine. Don't worry. They just got done seeing.
Let me tell you, if you think that was a moment for Cynthia Erivo, this movie, her talent should be studied.
In case you couldn't figure it out, producer Jessica saw a premiere of Wicked for Good last night.
I knew it was going to be an interesting day today because I saw on your Instagram stories, check on your Wicked friends today. This is going to, what is it, to be the end of us?
Yeah, it's going to be the end of us. We're going to be destroyed.
One question. Who's Emery?
So Emery's a listener of ours.
Did you go to the movie together? Or?
Well, no. So I forgot that there was these pre-screenings. She had posted it on Facebook. That's the reason I remembered. And so I bought a ticket. So she happened to be in the same theater as I.
Okay.
So I was. So we chatted after.
You could say you were at that premiere because of listener Emery.
Absolutely.
So you find her weeping. You say, what the heck? Let's record.
Yes.
Okay.
We won't do any spoilers, but I went through every single one of my tissues. I had to resort to napkins.
I started with a pile of napkins. I could only find one of them, and it was a shred. Yeah.
There was at one point, it was quiet in the theater, except for...
and that's all you could hear.
So the movie's over, right?
Yeah.
You guys are still weeping.
It's like you were watching that commercial with Sarah McLachlan with all the abused animals. Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Oh, my gosh.
It really does.
I was sobbing. The entire audience was sobbing.
When did you start crying? Give me like a countdown into the movie.
Well, you see, before the movie started, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo did this little like intro, like, we're so excited for you to see this. And thank you to all the fans and thanks to you, we've been changed for good. Tears.
She's crying right now.
Here's the thing. I want everybody to understand. It's okay to cry. And you know what? If you need a good cry, go see Wicked for good. Allow yourself to cry because everybody else is going to be crying.
Easy. We went. I took my family to see Wicked when it came out last year, the original. And yeah, it was. It's a great movie. This just in. We watched it again on Christmas Day because they streamed it on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And during Defying Gravity, I look over at both of my daughters, and they are literally holding each other and sobbing. Mm-hmm. They've seen the movie. Yeah. They knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. And at the end, it was...
Yeah.
The only time I ever heard that in a movie before was at the end of A Star Is Born, when Bradley kicks it, and they
and
do that.
And the dog! He made a steak for his dog!
And it just goes to black, and everyone's like... Anyway. Oh. So that's what, like, one out of five cries...
Five cry review. It's a five cry.
I like the fact you give us no spoilers.
Yes.
Judging by the look of you today, dressed completely in Wicked gear.
And you have a Wicked cup. Did you buy that at the theater?
I bought it last night. There were people dressed up as Glinda and Elphaba. Everybody was wearing Wicked gear. The big thing was Wicked pajamas. People were treating it as like a fun little pajama night. It was so much fun.
Going to the movies in pajamas sounds like a really... nice option.
Right?
How cozy is that?
Oh, we were in the IMAX seats and they were lovely.
You saw it in IMAX?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
In your honor, what am I wearing today?
You're wearing green. Oh, thanks, Tammy.
A green velour tracksuit.
Yay!
And also in your honor, what am I wearing?
Gray.
Patagonia, which anybody knows in Oz is a very, very popular fashion brand.
Yes, the Patagonia is very popular.
Perhaps you didn't really read deep into Frank Baum's books and you should. There's an Easter egg there somewhere. Uh-huh. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading to Lakeside. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Morgan, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yes. Bye, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Morgan, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100. I want you to know, though, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Morgan?
Okay.
Paris Hilton believes she's self-made. Quote, yes, I came from Hilton Hotels, but I've parlayed it into such a huge business. Everything I've done on my own. How many kids does Paris have? One or two?
I think she just has one.
Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. Quote, I just feel like everyone needs a little help. It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. Whoopi won an Oscar for playing a crooked psychic who gets her body invaded by Patrick Swayze in what movie?
No idea.
Now You See Me, Now You Don't upset the Running Man at the box office. Now You See Me, Now You Don't is about a bunch of what?
Magicians.
A new Star Trek movie is in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Between 1979 and 2016, there have been many Star Trek movies released. Within two, and without going over, how many have there been?
Five.
Straight men named male celebrities that they think are hot. Their choices included Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Pedro Pascal, Sam Elliott, and Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa, of course, played Aquaman. What was the name of the 2023 Aquaman sequel?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Morgan, did you get a lot of rain in Lakeside last night?
We did. And it kept our cat up all night.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I were just about to go to bed, but we thought we'd take Roger the puppy out for a walk around the compound before. And we opened the door. We didn't hear it, but it was like rain and wind. And Roger looks at us like, you go outside and go to the bathroom. Yes. I'll stay dry in here. Anyway, Morgan, today Tammy did one out of five.
Okay.
Today, Paris Hilton believes she's self-made. She says, quote, yes, I come from Hilton Hotels. Just stop the sentence right there. You're not self-made. Your last name's Hilton. How many kids does Paris have? One or two?
She has two.
She has two. Phoenix and London. 1-0 Tam. Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. Quote, I just feel like everyone needs a little help. It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. That's awesome. Whoopi won an Oscar for playing a crooked psychic who gets her body invaded by Patrick Swayze in what movie?
Ghost.
Yeah, if you don't know the movie Ghost, that sounds like a really bad question.
Yeah.
A real bad plot for a movie. It's 2-0. Tammy, Now You See Me, Now You Don't upset the Running Man at the box office. Now You See Me, Now You Don't is about a bunch of what?
Is it magicians?
It is. And Morgan knew that. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, a new Star Trek movie's in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Between 1979 and 2016, there have been many Star Trek movies released. Within two, and without going over, tell me how
within
many.
Within two?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
You already won. What's your prob?
I'm going to say 9.
Would you stop complaining? 14 total Star Trek movies have been made. Still 3-1, Tammy.
I'm sorry for that question, Morgan. That was a tough one.
Do not apologize for me, madam. Morgan, we're about to have an argument here. Put your earmuffs on. And finally, Tammy, straight men named male celebrities that they think are hot.
Okay.
Their choices include Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Pedro Pascal, Sam Elliott, and Jason Momoa. You agree with that list from straight dudes?
I'm sorry, you said Jason Momoa, and I kind of lost my mind. Go ahead.
Good Lord. Well, Jason Momoa played Aquaman, and if you're so googly-eyed for him, what was the name of the 2023 Aquaman sequel?
Oh.
You want to complain about that
question? That was a terrible movie, by the way.
Yeah, it really was. The first one wasn't that good either.
I don't know. Aquaman 2.
No, it's not right. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Should have been called Aquaman and the Lost Audience, but that's okay. All right, Morgan, today Tammy beat you by a score of 3-1, so you're not going to get any money, but pretty sure you're going to like what we have for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum at Viejas Arena on June 18th.
Yay, thank you. This is why I called.
Cool, thank you. We're glad we can make you smile today, Morgan. Have a great day. Yes. Unfortunately, we have to have you say this.
I'm Morgan in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to throw it out there. Not that I'm not open to it eventually, but I am not engaged. I did not get married recently. And I'm saying that because my phone blew up due to a picture that was on Instagram over the weekend.
So I posted a picture of my awesome Bloody Mary on Sunday in a KSON red solo cup, like game day, ready to go with my Green Bay Packer logo and stuff in it. Well, John's girlfriend, Sam, saw that post and thought, huh, she's not the only one who's going to have a game day photo.
That was exactly her mindset. That's so funny. We were going to brunch.
Yes.
And she said, when we get to the brunch, get a picture of me with my mimosa and we'll try to one-up Tammy. I'm like, I like where you're coming from, GF.
Plus her sweatshirt said game day on
game
it.
Game day.
It was perfect. So Sam's holding up her mimosa and on the post it says, I raise you a mimosa, and she's pointing to it. Something that totally I didn't catch. None of us caught,
well,
but a lot of people did. is the fact that it doesn't look like Sam is pointing to a mimosa, but it looks like she's pointing to a ring on her ring finger.
There's a hilarious backstory to that entire picture, and it's super loving and romantic. The only reason that Sam had the ring on her ring finger and not the other hand is because she told me she had too much sodium over the weekend, and that ring finger was bloated, so she put it on the other one that wasn't.
Oh, sure. See, I've done that before where I move a ring because it doesn't fit right now, but yeah,
So yeah, real romantic. Furthermore, because she's Sam, she actually said to me before she posted the picture, you know what? People are going to think we are engaged. And I'm like, no one's going to think we're engaged. What are you talking about? She goes, no, look at me. I'm pointing. It looks like I'm looking at the ring. It's on the wrong hand. It's on the right hand if we're married. Everyone's going to think that. I'm like, no one's going to think that. She said, what do you think about? I don't care. I'm watching the game.
Put the post up. They yell at me all the time that I don't do enough social media.
God, it's like you were in the room.
True.
It's like you were in the room. All I want to do is watch my Bears win here. Come on.
So,
well, sure
put
enough.
Put it up and it's all forgotten. Until your phone blows up, right?
Phone blows up starting yesterday about this time. Okay. I hate it when Sam was right, but she was absolutely right. And yes, we're not engaged yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, am I open to the idea? Sure, eventually, I guess, if she wants to.
What were some of the messages you got?
Did you forget to tell us something?
Okay.
Does John have an announcement? Okay. Looks like someone had a busy weekend. John? Question mark, heart, question mark, veil. You know social media nowadays.
Yes.
But a couple of my friends texted me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not having, I'm like, dude, I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool that they all think I can be.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't the story a couple years ago. Married, believe me. There's no reason to ask John about that.
Yeah. No, don't even bother.
What John?
Oh, my God.
No, put the phone down. Don't worry about it. Thank you for your love and concern, though, and for, you know, your support of my Sam. That's pretty awesome, man.
And for being happy, if it were true.
Yeah. You know what? That was not a cool vibe. It wasn't like, oh, are you married?
Yeah. Margarita's in Lakeside. Good morning, Margarita.
Hi. Good morning. I just wanted to wish John and Sam congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, John. Good morning.
Do you mean congratulations on getting a good portion of our Christmas shopping done already?
A picture says 1,000 words, John.
Oh, my God. I know. I hate it when Sam is right, but she's right. She told me 3 times.
Yes.
People are going to think we're engaged.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough.
I don't know. The marketing, the placement was really nice.
I will say this. She's absolutely right. Looking at the picture, I can totally see why.
You see it now.
100%.
But I will say, Margarita, when I first saw it, I didn't think that at all because I saw her game day sweatshirt. I knew she was jokingly one-upping me on my game day cocktail.
And when I first saw it, my first thought was, I don't care. I'm trying to watch the game. Sam, maybe you're listening, maybe not, but I know you'll pick up on this because of your Sammy vibes. Mm. You were right. I was wrong. Just chalk it up to being another day in the life of us.
So, Margarita, you thought the same thing, huh?
I did. I was browsing Facebook stories and I saw that and I was like, wait a minute.
Well, it's even more ironic for people that don't know. And why would you? Margarita was one of the young women that was at our food fund last week on stilts, entertaining all of you when you were dropping your food off. We love you for that, Margarita. Thank you. Out of the goodness of your heart, she shows up for that. And that's beautiful. But you met Sam. So were you like, oh my goodness, I just saw them last week and now they're getting engaged.
Yeah. And you know what? The fact that she had only met me that day and already hugged me and was like, can I get you anything? Do you want a pizza? Like, oh, of course John wifed her up. I would too.
I mean, she is. That's just who she is, man. She gets there. She's going to drop me off and go do some shopping. She's like, nah, I can do a couple things better here. And boom, 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 boom.
John, are you feeling pressure now?
You know what? The funny thing is I'm not.
Oh, that's good.
No, I mean,
right, I'm moving along.
I'm ready for what? There's more than just me in this equation, as you know. So, Margarita, thank you for calling. And I really appreciate what you just said about Sam. You just summed her up in a nutshell. That's the person that she is, and that's why I'm so happy I came to my senses. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too. And thanks again for your help last week. A lot of hungry people benefit from you and your goodness.
Oh, I love it.
More on John and Tammy's next food fund, which is coming up this Thursday at 8:05.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. What is your name? Where are you from, miss?
Carol from Oceanside.
How hard was it for you today to bring that sack of food and just help people who are hungry?
Oh, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. And you guys said it every single day. It's people we know.
just another incredible moment from our John and Tammy food fund. That's the best part about doing these is not obviously the food collection is great, but just talking to you and getting to know you and seeing why you're there with us. It's just a beautiful thing, especially this time of year.
This Thursday, John and I will be having our final John and Tammy food fund. We will be at Fraser Farmers Market in Vista from 4 until 6. We switched it to the afternoons for a couple of them because so many of you said, I'd love to come see you, but I'm already at work when you guys are doing your food fund, and I want to come in person and bring my donations. So there you go. I like to call it a happy hour food fund because everybody is so happy when they get to participate in this.
I like your mindset. Plus, it's right around happy hour. So why not? Before you stop it there, stop at Fraser Farms in Vista. Fraser Farms has been so cool throughout this entire month anyway. They pack up the food for us. If you don't have a bag of canned goods or non-perishables with you, you can just walk into Fraser Farms and purchase a bag and drop it off right there.
Plus, you have a chance to win tickets to KSON's sold-out country Christmas show. We would love to meet you, see you, shake your hand, hug you, thank you. And the items you can bring, canned chicken and tuna, dry beans, canned soup, canned and dried fruit, canned vegetables, cereal, oatmeal, rice, pasta, peanut butter, diapers, and formula. But once again, please don't bring any glass. I know that it's you're like, oh, let's get some pasta sauces for the pasta I'm bringing. But it can't be in glass because they can't have glass in the warehouse at the food bank because if one breaks, then it causes a big problem.
Yeah, and what's even worse, we can't hammer this enough, no glass. Last week, some beautiful soul dropped by bags of food, and in these bags were, I'm going to say, about a dozen glass jars. Not only can we not use them, it kind of defeats the entire, purpose because we don't know who to give that food back to. The person that donated it had driven away by the time we looked inside the bag. So anyway, that's the reason we're saying no glass. And there's another reason, besides the obvious, that the working poor, our military, our elderly, maybe somebody you're working with, maybe you are hungry and need the San Diego Food Bank. Yes, that's the reason we're doing it. But there's another reason that we do it as well. And Sarah in Oceanside sums it up perfectly.
And to do it is better. Like, for me, I feel good about it. So it actually makes me better.
So if you just need to feel better, that's okay too.
John and Tammy's Food Fund. Get directions at KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Sarah's in Oceanside. What's up, Sarah?
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Our side of the county got pounded with rain last night, didn't we?
It did.
Do me a favor, Sarah. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
See you in a bit, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Sarah, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100. All ties will go to Tammy, though, all right?
Got it.
Lorne Michaels turned 81 yesterday. What is he known for creating?
Saturday Night Live.
10 years ago, Charlie Sheen went on the Today Show and revealed he's living with what illness?
I think it was HIV.
Miley Cyrus dropped a new track from the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's called A Dream as One. What number Avatar movie will Avatar Fire and Ash be?
Oh, God. 3?
This week in 1989, Disney's The Little Mermaid was released. What is the name of the fish that was Ariel's best friend in The Little Mermaid?
Flounder.
Paris Hilton believes she's self-made. Quote, yes, I came from Hilton Hotels, but I've parlayed it into such a huge business. Everything I've done on my own. Paris starred, right, laugh it up. Paris starred with Nicole Richie on The Simple Life. What network aired The Simple Life? I'll accept a few answers.
MTV.
Let's get Tam back in. Lip. So, Sarah, what you got going on today?
I am headed into work.
What do you do?
I work for the city of San Diego.
Oh, right on. Okay. Tammy, Sarah did real, real well today. 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Tammy, Lorne Michaels turned 81 yesterday. What's he known for creating?
Saturday Night Live.
Man, that Eddie Murphy documentary on Netflix, totally recommend. So fun. And a lot of SNL in there. It's 1-1. 10 years ago, Charlie Sheen went on the Today Show and revealed he's living with what illness?
HIV?
That is right. Sarah said that too. It's 2-2. Miley Cyrus dropped a new track from the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's called Dream as One. What number Avatar movie will Avatar Fire and Ash be?
4? Did you say it? Did five? Is it five?
Just the third. I think it there's going to be five.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just number three. And Sarah knew that. Mm-hmm. So it's now 3-2. Sarah, this just got interesting. Tell me, this week in 1989, Disney's The Little Mermaid was released. What is the name of the fish that was Ariel's best friend in The Little Mermaid?
Come on, Tammy, you know this one. Sebastian.
Sebastian was such a crab.
He's a crab, yes.
Talking about flounder, and all that right, just means Sarah just picked up a quick hundo. Nice job, Sarah.
Thank you.
Still have one more question to finish, though, Tammy. You just want to quit now? Or you? No? Okay. Like your moxie, kid. Oh, by the way, it is now 4-2. Sarah. Nice job, Sarah. Paris Hilton believes she's self-made. Tammy, quote, "Yes, I came from Hilton Hotels, but I parlayed it into such a huge business. Everything I've done on my own." Let that sink in for 1 second. Paris starred with Nicole Richie on The Simple Life. What network aired The Simple Life?
Fox.
There was like a bunch of stations that actually networks that actually aired The Simple Life. But
so
yeah.
We could have just said most?
No. I would have accepted Fox. I would have accepted E. I believe the USA Network was the first time it ever debuted. So there was a couple in there. Unfortunately, Sarah went with MTV, so she didn't get that one right. But guess what? It's the only one she didn't nail. Congratulations, Sarah. You just won $100 of Tammy's money. And even better, you can spend it at this concert.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum. He's going to be at Viejas Arena on June 18th.
I'm so excited. Thank you both so much.
Sarah, you did it all. You earned it. So thank yourself. And best of all, you get to say this.
I'm Sarah in Oceanside, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody. My mom, Church Lady Bonnie, might not be so churchy for Uh-oh. Ball Talk with Bonnie.
Oh, no. I thought she was doing well.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But my daughter came back from behind and beat her in the last minute. And
oh, no.
Good morning, my mother, my sweet, beautiful mom. How are you?
Oh, boy.
All right, before we get into it.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, since you're the most loving mom to me in the world, except during the fantasy football season, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I think I'm the reason that Abby came from behind out of nowhere, frankly, and beat you this weekend in your fantasy football matchup.
Why?
Well, because yesterday, well, do you hear the venom?
I did.
It's venomous.
I did.
Mom, pretend you're singing at church right now when you're talking to me, please.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was almost there. I wake up in the morning and I lost. I thought, what the heck happened? All right, explain.
I'm the heck what happened. So yesterday, as I was promoting how excited we were to talk to you with Ball Talk with Bonnie, discussing our family's fantasy football league, I said, you know what? And we're talking to Bonnie at a great time. She's on a crazy hot streak.
Yeah, he was talking you up, Bonnie.
She beat me last week, and she's taking care of her granddaughter this week. And lo and behold, Abby comes out of nowhere and beats you by a couple of points. And you know, now's the time, Mom. Abby kind of thinks that she's your favorite grandchild anyway. Prove her wrong. Give her a stern talking to, like you got no problem doing to me.
It was like 1.5 points. I was a little upset.
Bonnie.
Isn't it true? Anybody that plays fantasy football knows this. You'd rather get blown out.
Yes.
I mean,
100%.
Yes. I was anticipating the win.
Yes, because you're like,
maybe.
Because if you're getting blown, you're like, listen, I had no chance. Look what, there was just no way. When it's that close, it is so unbelievably frustrating.
Speaking of that, Mom, you might want to do a welfare check on your oldest, Judge Gina, because I did the same thing.
I
did the same thing to her that Abby did to you. I was down 36 points, and I came back and won last night. Woohoo!
I know. I saw.
Mom, Sam, for those of you who don't know my girlfriend, Sam. Sam's like, you should call Gina and give her some trash talk. I'm like, no. Sam, I know you think you know Judge Gina, but you don't really know Judge Gina yet.
Take the phone away. Do not do it.
Give her a couple days.
I'm sorry I cursed you, but you know what? To curb your incensed rage for your granddaughter, I'm going to send you a cute little video of her in her rain gear before we went to the movie. I took it on Saturday afternoon, okay?
Okay, great.
It's very cute. Okay. It'll restore that love flame for her.
Okay. It never died. It never died.
I know. All right. Mom, love you. Good luck this week. I'll keep my yap shut.
Okay. All right. And go Bears, right?
Go Bears!
I love them.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
I do want to say that John just fibbed. I'll keep my biggie up shut. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right.
All right. Bye, Ma.
All right.
Bye,
right,
Bonnie.
Bye. Have a great day.
Happy Thanksgiving, honey.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tomorrow night, it's country music's biggest night.
Don't ever do that again. Or I will throw a cup of ice water in your
face.
That's
how the announcers always sound when talking about country music's biggest night.
John, I'm not joking.
The CMA Awards. Of which we'll never win one, which is why I'm talking like this. You throw something in my face, I swear to God. I will retaliate.
Okay, well, stop it.
CMAs are tomorrow night. Tammy, who do you think has the most wins in CMA history? I'll give you a clue. Two artists are tied for the most CMA wins of all time.
Wins?
Yes. I will give you a further clue. This should shock nobody. They're all males. Mm-hmm. One is a solo. One is not.
Okay, so Brooks and Dunn are one.
Brooks and Dunn, 19 wins, 57 nominations.
Garth?
Garth's on the list. He's got 14 wins out of 37 nominations. Mm. Think about more recently. Who's been cleaning up?
Who's been cleaning
every
up?
Year?
Luke Combs?
Chris Stapleton is tied with Brooks and Dunn for the most of all time. 19 wins, 42 nominations.
Wow, 42. Holy cow. Oh, that's a lot.
That's nothing. George Strait has 17 wins. Are you ready for this? 83 nominations.
That's amazing. Incredible.
I'm kind of angry we're even talking about the CMAs since yet again we've been snubbed.
Yeah. Well, we're just always going to be snubbed.
Is it me?
Okay.
Is it the negative vibe I throw into the world? Or yes. Is it the fact I constantly rip on the CMAs?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It could be. When you say country music's biggest night.
I'm just making fun of the big fancy Nancy announcer. But if it is truly my fault, guys, I guess I'm sorry that our trophy case is empty.
Well, what about the performances? Because really, that's the thing I'm most excited for.
Well, I think that's what all of us look forward to. Let's see some good performances. And Lainey Wilson hosting by herself, which I'm excited to see because it's very difficult for one person to be that entertaining and especially a person who does that all the time. You know, it's one thing when you have, you know, someone who's been that kind of entertainer for a while, but I'm very curious how Lainey's going to do.
I don't think they've had a solo person doing it.
It's been 34 years.
Wow. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Reba was the last one.
Well, we can guarantee Lainey will be fine because Lainey's awesome and she'll do a fine job reading the horribly cheesy jokes that are written for her at the CMAs. I'm sorry. I did it again, didn't I?
And that's exactly why we will never get a CMA, John, right there. Right there. That's all right.
You know, do it live.
I work in San Diego, and that's my CMA, baby.
Your longest running non-CMA nominated or winning morning show.
And damn proud of it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.